Lili Nishmas Abba Murray Zichrono Livracha. We're in the Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Seif Zion. We learned that you're not allowed to make new clothing during the 9 days. And the Ramah adds on, Behu Adin to Usali Knosam. It's also also to buy new clothing during the 9 days. It also brings you some simcha. Even if you're not going to wear it till after the 9 days. Now we learned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah that if there's a davar ha'aved, if you can lose a lot of money, then some say it's mutter to buy things during the 9 days. Rav Nevetzel quotes that here. He says that yitachin, it could be that if you have a chance to buy something at a much lower price now, hefresh gadol, there's a big difference in price, then you can buy it during the 9 days in order to save the money that you would have lost by having to wait until after the 9 days, after Tisha B'Av. A Jewish worker, a Jewish tailor, can't make clothing either during the 9 days, either for pay or for free, for other people. Not only not for, not for other people either. But the Ramah says, but the minig is that we're makil even to make clothing for a Jew. Now that's only if he gave it to him before Rosh Chodesh. After Rosh Chodesh, the Jew can't give it to him, because another Jew is not allowed to give it to him to be fixed. But if he gives it to him before Rosh Chodesh, then the minig is l'hakel b'zeh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, some people are machmer on this, in the Ber Halacha, but the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly one can be, the only time to be machmer is during Shavua Shechal Bo, but before Shavua Shechal Bo, the minig is l'hakel. Oh, the Ramah continues, Abalim yadua al-muforsam shamalacha shal enu Yehudi shari. But if you know that it's being made for a non-Jew, then it's mutter. There's no simcha. It's only usher because of marasayin. And in that case, since it's being made for a non-Jew, it's mutter even if he gives it to him after Rosh Chodesh. In the previous case, b'nagul hakel, that's only if the Jew gave it to the Jewish tailor before Rosh Chodesh. But here, if you know that it's for a non-Jew, then it's mutter even if the non-Jew gives it to the Jewish tailor to work on after Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah continues, V'chein no'agu l'aseis l'umanim einam Yehudim l'sakin kerem chadash in toch z'man zeh, k'dish m'chanim l'achar atayinus. And the minig is, we hire the non-Jewish tailors and the like in order to make things for us which we will use use only after Tisha B'Av. This is not the same as laundry. Laundry is yours already, you own it. So there, the halakha is, we learned earlier that even if to give it to a non-Jew to wash, to take it for after Tisha B'Av is not allowed. But here, it's not yours yet. You don't own it. You're giving the tailor the material to make the clothing for you. That's mutter if he's making it for you for after the 9 days. But the Ramah concludes, Miyu tov l'mayit b'zeh mokam d'efshar, d'ladif masu matzin d'mamatinan. But still it's better not to do this, because in general we try to lessen our business dealings during the 9 days, and therefore it's better to push off giving the tailor the material to make the new clothing, the new suit, until after Tisha B'Av. Sifches. Nashe d'nehige d'lo l'mishte. Women have a custom not to do weaving mida'ayel av minhaga. This is a minhag. This is a correct minhag, that women have a minhag not to do weaving during the 9 days. Where does this come from? So this comes from a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Evan Shasiya is batel. The Evan Shasiya is in the center of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and now it's not being used, it's just sort of sitting there after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And it's a play on words. Shesi is the one of the words used for weaving, the warp and the woof, Shesi. So since the Evan Shasiya is not being used and it's not functioning the way it's supposed to, the minig is we don't do weaving Shesi during the 9 days. This is the source what the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, not to make new clothing during the 9 days, as an extension of this idea of not weaving during the 9 days. The Ramah continues, We don't say Kiddush Levana until after Tisha B'Av. It's a simcha. You're being makpil the B'nai Ashchina, and during the 9 days, you're not supposed to be so much of a simcha. So you wait until after Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah tells you, look back in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, and there the Mishnah Berurah explains that the minhag is that we do Kiddush Levana after Tisha B'Av. However, it's better to go home first and eat and change into your shoes and then come back to do the Kiddush Levana. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains back in the Hilchos Kiddush Levana. Siftas. Yesh Nagim Walechol Basar Walishtos Yain B'Shabazu. There's a minhag, the Shulchan Aruch says, not to eat meat and drink wine during Shavua Shechalbo. Now it's interesting. Until now, the Shulchan Aruch has been sticking mostly to the Mishnah of the Isser to do Tisporis and Kibus during Shavua Shechalbo. As far as eating meat and drinking wine, that's only the Suda Mafsekes. So here the Shulchan Aruch is going beyond what it says in the Mishnah, and that's why it says Noagim, that there's a minug to be machmer already during the entire Shavua Shechalbo, not to eat meat and drink wine. The Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh Mosifin, May Rosh Chodesh Adatainis. And some are machmir, already from Rosh Chodesh, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's our custom, that's the custom of the Ashkenazim, including, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Chodesh itself. We don't eat meat during the 9 days. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a further minhag, V'yesh Mosifin Meyud Zayin B'Tamuz. Some already start from Shivasar B'Tamuz. That is not our custom to go from Shivasar B'Tamuz, because that's when the Tzaras began for the Bnei Israel at the time of the Churban Abayis. Now there's a really interesting question here. When exactly does the Isser begin? So, in other words, let's say for the Shavua Shechalbo. So the Isser would begin at Motzoi Shabbos. Well, what if, so the Magen Avraham says that the Isser begins as soon as the Tzibur davens Maariv. Even if you're in the middle of Shal Shittis. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, Rabbi V'Achronim say that if you haven't davened yet and you're still eating Shal Shittis, you can finish having your meat and wine if you want to at Shal Shittis, and it's based on your own personal time where you start Rosh Chodesh the next day. And the Ramah continues that since we don't eat meat during the 9 days, Matzni me Rosh Chodesh V'Eilech, Hasakin Shel Shrita. We put away the Shrita now. We don't do Shrita until after Tisha B'Av, until the 10th of Av. Except for Litzorach Mitzvah's Mutter. What's Litzorach Mitzvah? The Ramah says, Achole, O Shabbos, O Mila, or anything like that, it's Mutter to do Shrita Litzorach Mitzvah. So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says, a Pidyon Aben is also considered Litzorach Mitzvah, and you can do Shrita and eat meat for that purpose. Now regarding, what's called a Tzorach Mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, then it's mutter to do Shechita on Tisha B'Av itself after Chatzos as part of Lukavit Shabbos. You're going to need, in order to have the meat ready for Thursday night and Friday to cook for Shabbos, you can already do Shechita on Tisha B'Av itself. Then he quotes as follows. There were some places where the non-Jews did not eat meat on Friday. Some had that custom. Now, the minhag was that the Jews would do Shechita on the days when the non-Jews would eat meat. Because that way, in case the meat was treif, in case it turns out that the animal was treif, they could at least sell the meat to a non-Jew. But if you're shechting on Thursday, and the goyim don't eat meat on Friday, you might not get a buyer for this meat in case it's treif. So in case the animal turns out to be treif. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in a place where the non-Jews don't eat meat on Friday, you can even do shechita already on Wednesday from the day before Tisha B'Av. In order to be ready for Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, but in case the animal is straight, you'll have someone to sell it to. Okay, we'll stop here.